Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we have Amy Elisa Wong, a certified executive coach who has devoted more than 20 years to the study and practice of helping others live and lead on purpose. She works with some of the biggest names in tech and offers transformational leadership development and internal communication strategies to executives and teams around the world. Her new book is Living on Purpose, 5 Deliberate Choices to Realize Fulfillment and Joy. And Amy, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Oh, thanks so much, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to hearing from you, and thanks so much for your time. So tell us, as we focus on purpose, what does it mean to be on purpose?
To be on purpose means to be living consciously. You know, so many of us are on autopilot, and particularly after, you know, the pandemic here, where we've been just so worn down, it's easy to live a life of just really kind of default. And so to live on purpose really means to wake up and exercise this amazing gift we have of choice. Each moment is a choice point. And so to really harness that choice point and choose consciously, that is where the juice of life lives.
Now, already a motivational and inspiring message to kick things off here today. Now, how prevalent is imposter syndrome, and how does someone best deal with that?
Boy, imposter syndrome is way more prevalent than we realize, and largely because a lot of folks really don't like talking about it. Many people think that they're the only ones that have this inner feeling of, oh gosh, I'm not good enough. I don't measure up. I'm not as good as others here. I'm a fraud. What if they find out that I don't really know what I'm doing, or I don't know as much as they think that I do? And it's, you know, it's very common, and particularly for those that are hyper-achieving or ambitious and very professional. And we're going to be in contexts where we're around a lot of folks that have talents and have skills, and it's really hard to not compare ourselves. And just simply because we do just that, it's easy to become, oh gosh, overtaken by that feeling of being an imposter every so often. And it's really rather contextual as well.
As we mentioned, you're an executive coach. Now, let's say if someone says to you, Amy, if my life looks great on paper, then why do I feel so hollow?
Well, gosh, this is such a big conversation, Eric. It's one of my favorite conversations. But you know, here we are. We, as humans, and I think largely due to our educational system and the way we develop, when we're young, we learn to follow the rules. You know, so as kids, we do what we're told, get good grades. And if you get good grades, you're going to make your parents happy. If you make your parents happy, that's great. And then do well, then you get into a good college. If you get into a good college, then you can probably get a good job and make lots of money. And then you'll be happy. And so what happens is when we're young, we condition ourselves to following what I call a formula. It's like this, it's this proverbial formula. Follow the formula and then you're going to be happy. But the problem with that is that we train ourselves away from what it is that we really want. Because the truth is, Eric, everything we want, everything we think we want, whether it's a new job or a house or a relationship, we want it because we think it's going to make us feel a certain way. And so really what we want is a feeling. And so now here we are, we set off and we live our lives, but what we often do is we forsake that feeling in search of the thing. Well, if I just get the job, if I get the promotion, if I do all the things I'm supposed to be doing, then I'll be happy. But we don't really take into consideration, well, what is it that we really want to feel? And so we navigate in such a way that we're following this a strategy that has largely been set out for us that everybody else is doing. We check off the boxes. Yes, okay, I have the good job. I have the relationship. But why do I feel so empty? And it's simply because we haven't been following what we want to feel. We've been following what we think we should be doing. So it's a very different way of navigating, and it leaves us feeling really quite hollow.
I certainly can appreciate the response and a lot of takeaways from that response alone. And thanks for that today. We're joined by Amy Alisa Wong, a certified executive coach who has devoted more than 20 years to the study and practice of helping others live and lead on purpose. Her new book is Living on Purpose, 5 Deliberate Choices to Realize Fulfillment and Joy. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Amy, how can we be more bold and fearless? Tell us how to do that.
Well, bold and fearless. We all want to be more bold and fearless, right, Eric? I can't imagine anyone here in living a day-to-day life that wouldn't like to be more fearless. But, you know, we have to, in order to be bold and in order to be fearless, we have to really get clear, like, what is it that's holding us back? What is it that keeps us from putting ourselves out there? And I love how you started this. We started our conversation asking about imposter syndrome. And really what holds us back at the core of our fear is this feeling of being found out, this fear of judgment, this fear of disapproval, this fear of disappointment. And what the thing that holds us back from living our best life, at the root of it, is this primal fear of rejection that all of us have. We are hardwired to avoid rejection like we avoid tigers and people with sharp knives. We have a primal wiring that has us looking out for things like judgment, humiliation, and disapproval, and in the same way that we are looking out for environmental threats. And, you know, this is so fascinating to me, and I wish we were talking about this more, because it just helps us make so much sense of our lives. But the thing that holds us back is this primal fear of rejection, this lack of belonging and lack of connection. And so what I share with my clients and what we work on together is, if you want to be more fearless and if you want to be bold, it's looking at the root of the fear that holds us back, which is this fear of judgment, fear of rejection, and looking at it square in the eye and say, is this really the reason I'm going to hold myself back from living my best life? And I'll tell you, Eric, the moment you look at this squarely and you realize you have choice, that's when the game changes. Because now you have to ask yourself, am I going to play to this habit that I live where I'm going to hold myself back and stay safe for this because of this primal wiring I have? Or am I actually going to put myself out there because it's worth it? And unless we harness that choice point, we're usually not going to do anything about it. But to harness that choice point is to look at the root of this fear square in the eye and recognize that you have the ability to choose otherwise.
A great response right there, and thank you so much for that. Now, tell us, Amy, how can we all feel at ease with so much uncertainty today?
Especially right now with the pandemic, there is so much uncertainty with so much going on, you know. The best way to feel at ease is to recognize that all that is real is right now. And this is so profound and so simple, but yet so profound, because all of our anxiety lives in our thoughts about the future state or in our ruminations about the past. And we are really good at thinking about the past and the future, and we have a hard time staying present. And if we want to be at ease more often than not, we will always find that ease is found right now in the present moment, where everything is fine. Everything is manageable. Everything is okay right now. And so if we can take on a mindfulness practice, if we can decide to drop into the present moment more often and find that peace in the now moment, then that's how we come to terms with all the craziness in the world, because in each moment is manageable. Where the uncertainty takes over and the anxiety takes over, again, is in future thoughts about the future, ruminations about the past. And that's just a choice to go in either direction. So getting present, dropping into the present moment, that's the solution.
I totally agree with you right there. Good stuff. Now, what role does the fear of rejection really play in our lives? Talk to us about that. I'd love to hear your input on that.
Oh, boy. So this is really foundational. And, you know, as when we're born as humans, we're born hardwired to be in connection with our caregivers, because, you know, as infants, humans are entirely dependent on their caregiver for the first couple of years of life. So when you think about how a brain is wired, you know, the brain is there to keep you alive. The brain knows that in order to stay alive, that means that caregiver has to buy in. So rejection to the brain is death. And that wiring really persists from the moment you were born until the day that you die. And so when you really think about that, you know, think about the implications. If rejection is really triggering for us, and it is, and in fact, neuroscientists have found that rejection registers in what's called the pain matrix in the brain. So it literally feels like physical pain to the brain when we experience any form of rejection. And so on a non-conscious level, we're doing whatever we can to avoid all forms of rejection. And so that, that's just happening underneath the surface of our awareness. And so now you have to ask, well, where is rejection felt? Right? So rejection is felt in our mini moments, in our micro moments, in our interactions. It's felt in our communication patterns. It's in people's facial expressions, in their word choice. And so we're always looking out for this. And it's this primal need to be in connection with one another, because that is life to the brain. That primal need drives so much of our choices, how we think, what we believe, how we interpret. And so, you know, I love talking about this in my work, because when we can see this really clearly and wake up to what is a big driver of our behavior, a big driver of our habits and our choices and our beliefs, then again, it puts us in the driver's seat for how we actually want to show up in our life. We wake up from that default mode. And so it's this, I love this conversation, Eric. It's a big topic, but I'll tell you, the thing I'll wrap up with here is that this fear of rejection and this need to avoid it really does influence, hugely influence the relationship that we have with ourselves. And so, you know, I talk about it at length in my book, but I just feel like if we talked about this more as people, my goodness, we'd be a much more compassionate bunch.
Well, isn't that the truth? Well, I'm sure you have certainly whet the appetite for folks to pick up your book, Living on Purpose. Before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to mention as we conclude today?
Oh, thank you, Eric. Well, you know, it's, I feel like we're right now at a point in time where waking up is a perfect time to start to wake up. We have been really, we've gone through a lot over the 2+ years, and I know a lot of folks are deciding to renavigate in a powerful, intentional way. You know, we're kind of resetting and restarting here as we're getting through this pandemic. And I just feel like right now is a perfect time to decide to truly wake up and live on purpose, harness that agency of choice. And in my book, Living on Purpose, offering 5 choices to realize fulfillment and joy, 5 perceptual shifts to do just that. And so again, thank you, Eric. I really appreciate you having me on the call.
Amy, you're more than welcome. Really do appreciate what you do. And I'm sure listeners want to know how they can tap into your coaching services, as well as how they could pick up your book, Living on Purpose. Where's the best place to get all the details?
Absolutely. So my website is alwaysonpurpose.com. And my book, Living on Purpose, you can find that on Barnes & Noble. You can find it on Amazon. It's also on my website. Again, that's alwaysonpurpose.com. And you can find me on LinkedIn. And on LinkedIn, my handle is Amy Elisa Wong. And that's E-L-I-Z-A is my middle name, Amy Elisa Wong. So thank you.
You're certainly more than welcome, Amy. Our pleasure. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric.
Again, we've been speaking with Amy Elisa Wong, a certified executive coach who has devoted more than 20 years to the study and practice of helping others live and lead on purpose. Again, her new book is Living on Purpose, 5 Deliberate Choices to Realize Fulfillment and Joy. And for all the details online, visit alwaysonpurpose.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.